You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good morning. You are tuned in to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective, here at CITR 101.9 UBC. I'm your host, Willow Thixon, and I'd like to raise my hands in thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations for hosting us on their beautiful unceded territory. You have tuned in to Powwow episode round two, where I will be talking a little bit about grass dance, men's dance, traditional dance, a little bit about the powwow culture. I did a special before we had this, the UBC powwow here. And I believe that I was kind of alluding to the powwow season and the up and coming dances that are going to happen. So I talked about the jingle dance, I talked about the women's fancy, and a little bit about the intertribal. But here to kind of start the show, I'm going to play a grand entry. So typically at powwows, you will have a grand entry, usually on a Friday night, where all of the dancers will be welcomed in and there will be a little ceremony. And the kind of host drums and host dancers or lead dancers will be called out. So I have a special track for you. It is the Northern Cree, and they're probably the most famous of the, well-known powwow drum groups, because they are featured and hosted a lot on Tribe Called Red. So take a listen.
Hey! Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca. Vancouver Taiwanese Film Festival is a non-profit arts and cultures initiative that has become one of the largest Canadian film festivals focusing on Taiwanese cinema. This year, the festival has the goal of promoting an exchange of culture between Canada and Taiwan with a theme of Past Forward. Preliminary events, including a movie marathon, will be held from May 16th to May 27th. The official festival runs from June 10th to 12th at the Van City Theatre on Seymour Street and will screen a variety of films from up-and-coming directors. Visit twff.ca for tickets.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective. I'm your host, once again, Willow Thixin, bringing to you the powwow episode number 2. What you just heard was a grand entry song by Northern Cree and Bear Creek. Sorry, I didn't include the Bear Creek before. That was a grand entry at Rocky Boy Powwow. That was where all the dancers first show up into the arbor, which is the kind of circular arena that's typically held outside. But there are powwows inside, as I was saying before. There's powwows in gyms now. There's powwows all over. From me growing up, I grew up in the prairies. I'm Anishinaabe, Cree, and Métis, but I don't really talk about that. I have a lot of family that is Mohawk, like distant relatives, so I don't really count that. But we grew up like having powwows outside in big arbor structures, so they're like a giant gazebo, but with benches all around the outside, and then everybody dances in the center. It's really quite a beautiful thing. So that grand entry is where all the dancers come out. You have, you know, the tiny tots come out, all the little kids, and then the women and the men following, and you go by what style you dance. So before I had talked about the women's dancing, which was women's traditional, women's fancy shawl, women's jingle. And so there's also just shawl dancing, and then there's sidestep, which is more traditional versus more contemporary style of jingle dress dancing. So there is women's traditional and men's traditional. Men's traditional is a little bit different than women's traditional, as in the men are telling a story. So the men's traditional dance, it won't be the same for all of the dancers. So all of the dancers in men's traditional, they'll kind of have a similar look, but what they're supposed to be doing is reenacting a war story from their territory or from their nation. And it's really pretty beautiful to watch. A lot of them have mirrors and axes, different bows and knives that they're reenacting and recreating that story, that heroic story, or not always even heroic story, of some war that happened. And so frequently these traditional dances will get passed down. So you'll have, you know, your dad was a traditional dance and is telling the story, and then you will learn that dance and tell that same story. So it's a way and a mechanism. If you listen to me before, I had an oral traditions episode where I was talking about modern contexts of oral traditions and how I think now we've taken to poetry and spoken word and music to maintain our oral traditions that we've had in the past. Well, I think dance is another one of those traditions that we have lived and told stories through our we keep telling stories, and a lot of that is the only way that we record what our ancestors did is through these stories, and dancing is one of the creations of these stories. So I'm going to play you a little song. It's a men's traditional special song. It was at Loon Lake Powwow in 2015. I really love men's traditional. I love seeing all the mirrors and all of the regalia that comes along with it. There are people with, you know, hats, and they're like shining the sun in people's eyes. It's really fun dance, but a little bit slower than a lot of the other men's dances. So if you check it out and you want to YouTube it, men's traditional, it's pretty cool. Men's traditional special song, Loon Lake Powwow. Check it out. Hoka, hey, that was a really good traditional men's dance song. And welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective, here at UBC CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Willa Fixon, and I would like to raise my hands and thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations for hosting us on their beautiful unceded territories, specifically the Musqueam, because realistically, UBC is like right on Musqueam, but anyways, that gets into a long political discussion about unceded. This is the Powwow edition numero 2, where we talk about everything powwow, and this time specifically men's dances. So I have played a little bit of a grand entry to start us off, followed by a men's traditional talking about how that's pretty much my favorite regalia, even if it's not my favorite men's dance. So there are some upcoming powwows happening that I'm going to let you know about because they're in the Vancouver area. If you didn't attend the UBC, the second annual UBC powwow, I suggest you do that. That will be held next year, sometime in April. Keep your eyes peeled for that. If you wanted to go check out a sweet powwow, which I have never been, but I totally want to go, and if you haven't been to Gathering of Nations, which is the largest powwow in essentially on Turtle Island, there's the largest powwow in Canada, from my understanding, and that's the Manitowabi powwow, and that's happening this year earlier than it normally does. It normally happens in August, but this year it's happening on May long weekend, May 21st, 22nd. I think that's May long weekend. And that powwow is happening in Winnipeg, but it's giant. It's at the RBC Convention Center. I don't know how many fans and followers I have in the prairies that obviously know about more powwows, but I'm just going to talk about some of them because there's some that are having, there's like in Vancouver, and then there's ones that I'm going to talk about that I think everybody should know about, like the Manitowabi and the Gathering of Nations. There's other ones like the Spirit of the Mission Students Powwow, and that's actually in Mission, and that's on May 28th at 1 p.m. You can Google that, or you can look it up on Facebook if you have Facebook. There is also the, like, I'm just going to do a little bit of every area. So there's the Peace River Powwow, which I've never been to. It's June 3rd and 5th, and that's obviously up in the Peace. I think it's in Taylor, BC. Then if you have never been to Squamish Powwow, I suggest you check that out because it's super close. So Squamish has a powwow. And then if you've never been to Kamloopa in Kamloops, I'd check that one out. Kamloopa is the largest powwow on the West Coast. So I think Manitowabi, if I am correct, somebody please correct me, is the largest in Canada, but Kamloopa is the largest on the West Coast. And that brings dancers up from the States. That brings dancers from like all over, from Quebec, from across Turtle Island in every direction, because like I was saying before, the prize money that happens, that is, it used to be kind of after powwows were banned to bring people back to intertribals because it started costing money. So they're like, okay, well, you come and you dance and we'll pay you. And this way, you know, it helps provide the money for you to get here because, you know, long gone are the days of like horse and carts. So it's now gas and that kind of thing. Well, what happened, from my understanding, like this, I could be totally wrong, but from my understanding, it was that eventually there were a lot of dancers. So they just made it a contest to see who could outdance each other and get the large money. So there's usually a first, second, third prize for almost all adult categories. And then different families will host various specials. So say like a jingle dance special. And then as well as the adult category that you can win for, even if it's a jingle, you can also compete in the special that the family's hosting. So the family could put up like, you know, I'm going to host $5,000 special. And so that means that $3,000 for the winner usually, and then something like one and one and a half or something. I don't know. It divides it up into first, second, and third place for the special. Sometimes it's a winner takes all special, which is also kind of interesting, but super challenging. There's all sorts of powwows that happen in the Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba. There's a lot less that happened out here, but you know, there's a Squamish annual veterans powwow, which is happening, like, usually happens in, I don't even know, September, November sometime. And then the, what I was talking about, the Kamloopa powwow happens the first week of August or the last week in July. I mean, so I'm gonna play you another powwow track. And I'm going to play you some Midnight Express. They were playing at Saddle Lake. It's one of my favorite drum groups, followed by a men's grass dance track. So grass dance is usually where they say men are imitating like they're hunting through the grass. So you have like long strings of yarn on their regalia. And it's a pretty challenging dance. A lot of it is like super involved in squats and like, cause you're getting really low and down to the ground. And like, it's where they say men who want a powwow dance should start. You should start doing grass dance, then move your way up. So chicken eventually into fancy. So men have quite a few more dances than women cause they have been dancing a lot longer, but they're a lot of fun. So check it out. This is Northern Cree, my favorite men's grass dance. This was performed at the University of Utah. So check it out. Hoka, hey, powwow edition. Yeah. Oka, hey, and welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective here at UBC on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Willow Thixon, and you were just listening to Midnight Express at Saddle Lake, followed by Northern Cree Men's Grass Dance. That was recorded at the University of Utah, and this is the Powwow Edition, hosted by yours truly and your favorite. Well, maybe not your favorite, but there's a whole collective of people to choose from. I just really like being on air. So my name is Willa Thixon, and I'd like to raise my hands and thanks to the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people for hosting us on their beautiful unceded territories. And I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to play another track. We're just going to get right into it. It's an intertribal. So frequently during powwow, they might hold those specials that I was talking about, those dance specials where, you know, that we have, oh, okay, we're going to call it all men's traditional, then tiny tots. Well, usually they have like, they go in order from youngest to oldest, but they, in between those, just to give dancers a break or to warm up other dancers that are about to be doing their contests, they will host intertribals. And literally, it is as it sounds. Everybody dances or doesn't dance or takes it as a breather if they're going in between, where it doesn't matter if you're in regalia or you're not in regalia, or you're from the West Coast or you're from, you know, the prairies, or you're Métis or you're Inuit, or it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are, everybody dances, everybody gets in the circle and dance. So I'm going to play an intertribal and maybe you can dance, because I'm going to be dancing. I'm practicing for the upcoming powwows. I am mostly going to be broadcasting on from various places along my powwow trail journey and northern journey, so you will hear me intermittently throughout the summer, roughly every 2 weeks. Just to let you know about that. But this is the Brown Eagle Intertribal from Long Plains. This was recorded in 2009, so I hope you enjoy. Check it out.
Oh,
Welcome back to Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective here at UBC. You were just listening to an intertribal Hoka Hey Powwow edition. I'm your host, Willow Thixon, and we're going to talk a little bit about the chicken dance. So we're doing men's dances right now, so we did a little bit of traditional dance. We talked about the grass dance. We're about to talk about the chicken dance. So the chicken dance kind of has... There's a couple stories with the chicken dance. I'm gonna kind of take you through one of the stories that I've heard about the chicken dance. So this is a Blackfoot story. I'm not Blackfoot, so I'm not even sure if realistically I should be telling this story, but I want people to understand how the variations of the dances came to be. So much like I said previously on Powwow episode numero uno, that the jingle dance and the jingle dress came to a man who was healing his daughter and his spiritual man, much similarly, the chicken dance came about that way. So the way that I was told from some Blackfoot people, because they're very proud of this dance, and they actually have, like, I think it's a chicken society or prairie chicken society or men's chicken dance society, or like a group of people that all practice this. And so the idea behind the chicken dance came from a man that was hunting for food for his family. Apparently he heard a noise in the distance, and it sounded like something was thumping on the ground, like almost like a rabbit or something. He got curious, followed the sound through the grass, was sneaking up, and he saw these prairie chickens dancing in this tall grass. He took his bow and his arrow, and he killed one of these birds. He ended up bringing it back to his wife, the chicken, and prepared it for the evening feast. As everybody was eating their dinner, and after everybody was done eating their dinner and everybody was going to bed, the man had a dream. And this chicken spirit came to him and asked him why he killed him. He answered something like, he answered and said he needed to feed his family. The chicken spirit told him that they were doing a sacred dance of their people, like as if the chicken, the thump, thump, thumping that was happening was part of the sacred dance of his people. And after the man was explaining to him that he really needed it to feed his family, and so the prairie chicken, I guess, honored him and told him that he was going to teach him the dance of his people, and that he was supposed to go out there and teach every man this prairie chicken dance, and if he didn't do that, the chicken spirit would come back and take this man's life. And so I don't know entirely about if that story is the same in all cultures. I know that there is a chicken dance in Cree, and there's like a huge ceremony that happens with gifting. And I'm unsure of the whole story of the chicken dance, but it's really fast and a really powerful dance. It's also pretty cool. A lot of kind of roaches and head bobbing going on. So I'm going to play you a little chicken dance track. So once again, this is by Northern Cree. I know it's like my favorite, but they're also pretty decent recordings. So this is Northern Cree chicken dance. Check it out.
Here we go. NC Northern Cree. Thank you. Awesome singing, AWWSUN. Man, that was wicked.
As Vancouver's longest running volunteer driven celebration of music and art, Music Waste showcases the talents of Vancouver's independent art and culture makers. This year's festival will take place from June 2nd to 5th in a variety of venues across East Vancouver. Music Waste needs volunteers to run door shifts and bar shifts. And Art Waste needs volunteers to help set up and take down art shows. Volunteers who do two or more shifts receive a Music Waste pass. To sign up, visit the Music Waste Facebook page by May 20th.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Welcome back. I hope you liked that. That was Northern Cree Chicken Dance. My name is Willow Thixon, and I'm your host on Unceded Airwaves, the Indigenous Collective here at UBC on CITR 101.9. This is the powwow episode. We're having lots of fun. That was the Chicken Dance, which I just finished describing, one of the origin stories of that dance. Things get a little bit faster, and they're starting to pick up as we talk about the men's dances here. And there are two more that I'm going to talk about. One is the Crow Hop, because the Crow Hop is a lot of fun. And women sometimes go out and do the Crow Hop dance too. And men do it. And it's mostly for fancy dancers. So the Crow Hop is, you'll hear it. It's very distinct, bouncy kind of tone when they're being sung. I'm going to play you a track so you'll understand. It really is just the dance of a dancer mimicking the hopping of a crow. So you're jumping. And so it's also kind of like it's a single step dance, and it usually is done to the beat of the drum. And so you are essentially honoring the ancient legend of the crow. So here is the Crow Hop, and I'm going to be dancing around.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. That was the Red Bull Singers with a crow hop. I told you it was a lot of fun, and it's really lively, and pretty much anybody can go out and jump around and mimic the dance of the crow, which is a lot of fun. Lots of kids love it. I love it. I just like jumping around and dancing, and so it's that one's kind of a free-for-all. Everybody kind of goes and dances, men, women, children, elders, adults. Well, we're wrapping up our powwow episode, but I want to talk a little bit about men's fancy and men's trick songs. So men's fancy, typically they're the ones in the most regalia. They have, you know, roaches, and they have big bustles on the back of their, on their backs. They have tons and tons of regalia, bells on their feet. Well, chicken dancers have bells on their feet too, but like almost, well, actually almost all men dancers have bells on their feet, but they have so much regalia on. Then they dance the hardest. Like, these are the guys you'll see going out there. They're literally doing burpees for like 2.5 minutes, little side flips, and they're on the ground and they're up and they're, it's absolutely insane. Like, the athleticism that these men have, it's incredible. So women's fancy shawl, you know, lots of high kicks, lots of, it's called the dance of the butterfly. Your arms are out, you've got this beautiful shawl. It's an elegant display of femininity and aerobic capacity, whereas these men's, it's like strength, it's aerobic, plus you have to listen to the beat. And because they're moving so fast, the idea is at the end of every powwow song, you want to land right on the beat. Like, as soon as the last drum falls, your feet should be on the ground and not moving again. So it's like you have to anticipate the moves ahead of time. But with fancy, they're on the ground and they're up in the air and they're dancing so hard that it's really tricky to be able to nail that final beat. And so they've invented these songs for men and for women that are trick songs, that have these trick endings that aren't quite endings. So then they stop, they trick the dancers to see if they'll stop or keep going. And so really good dancers will stop and then do slow motions towards getting...
Been listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Willow Thixon recording an episode from afar. She is on the Powwow Trail, and that was Powwow Edition 2. So for more Unseated Airwaves, you can tune in every Monday from 11 to 12. Up next, we've got Synchronicity on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territories of the Hukkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Thanks so much. Tune in next week. Take care.
This UBC Recreation Free Week. Come out for a Krav Maga self-defense trial class on May 16th or 18th from 4:30 to 5:45 at the UBC Rec Center. Come learn empowering self-defense for an array of real-life scenarios from two black belt instructors. Everyone is welcome to attend. Women, men, students, staff, and the public. Visit recreation.ubc.ca for more information.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create